back to the Nutramedical Report. We're tracking down Leo Zagami. I get Skype messages back and forth to him this morning on... Oh, wonderful. Leo, it's great to have you back. And I think you moved into a new apartment, didn't you? Leo?
Yeah, I'm still having trouble with the connections, I think. I'm not...
I can hear you. I can hear you very well. You're clear as a bell.
Okay, that's good.
Good. Now, we have a number of topics to cover. You're always keeping your eye on the news worldwide. So we have the Bayer-Monsanto deal, which I think we need to talk about. We have Obama supporting Clinton, the U.S. ambassador inviting Italians to vote for loss of their sovereignty, and the new top-secret documents prove that the EU is an invention of the CIA. This is really interesting stuff. Let's start with the top one. Bayer was offered $66 billion, I guess another... Masonic number for the deal to buy out Mount Satan, I call them, the largest GMO manufacturer and pesticide manufacturer on the planet. Let's talk about this deal. Bayer, of course, has a long history going back to Nazi Germany, and it's one of the biggest pharma companies that affects the healthcare system worldwide, and of course makes very large dollars. It's one of the largest businesses on the planet. What's the story behind this amalgamation? Because we're seeing more and more of these large, big pharma companies coming together, even also buying out nutritional companies. We're starting to see them now absorb big nutritional companies as well. So, Leo, what do you think?
Well, I mean, of course, this... will change really the history of the genetically modified food, not only in Europe. We know that Bayer, of course, is connected to the pharmaceutical industry. So we are talking here about a merger that could special situation, because we never saw
Yeah, I guess you're cutting in and out a bit. We're still getting a little audio problems with minor cutting in and out. So what I see happening with Bayer is genetically modified foods are wrecking human biology. Give an example, the Bacillus thuringiensis bacterial toxin that is on chrysanthemum flowers. If you take those bacteria and you take a plasmid version of the genes to create the BT toxin, and this unstable plasma gets inside the gut bacteria of little bees, it gives them what I call Beeheimer's disease. The BT toxin is neurotoxic. So literally it causes biodegeneration of their nervous system so they can't find their way back to the hive and they die. This is one of the major factors causing colony collapse disorder. For humans, it gets into your gut bacteria. It could also get into your cells of your body, which of course are not using tracking technology or testing people to see if this indeed happens. So, Leo, I wonder if that's possible, that this is going to cause major damage to the not only the biosphere, but also the human biology. Europe has been very good to fight against genetically modified foods, and this will be a major push to try to bring more GMO into Europe, won't it? I think we may have to reconnect with Leo. We're having some technical issues there. So let's do that. So the next issue, I think, is Obama supporting Hillary Clinton, and of course...
The person whom you're...
Oh, we lost our connection there. I think that what we have is a situation where Obama is trying to support Hillary Clinton, and apparently, it's hard to believe this, the polls, and of course you can't necessarily believe the polls, that Obama is getting increasingly popular, and of course internationally he's not. He's being disrespected at the recent G20 summit in China, where China, by the way, doesn't belong to the agreement called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. In fact, the TPP was actually set up as a bloc to directly confront China and to counter China's power-grabbing needs, moving into the South China Sea and trying to grab territory for the oil resources in the South China Sea. So, Leo, do we have you back? So Leo's trying to dial back in again. Okay. All right. So We're going to... Oh, okay, good. Now, the next issue... Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I know he's got some internet problems there somehow. I think in his new apartment, I'm not sure what's happening. The next issue that's going on is the U.S. ambassador inviting Italians to vote for the loss of their sovereignty in a new top secret document proving the EU is an invention of the CIA. Not surprising. I spoke several months ago when I was in Portland to a gentleman who's Kurdish from Iran, very intelligent man who has limousine service there, and he told me of specific videos that are on the internet on YouTube and other documents he's seen personally over in Iran before he left some years ago that showed that the CIA actually installed the Ayatollah Khomeini, and they told the Shah of Iran, we're taking you out, who's a CIA man, and they immigrated him to America specifically, giving him lots of money, and told him in no certain terms that they were going to replace him and they wanted to Islamify Iran. So Iran is again a manufactured entity. Even the current situation with Obama providing $150 billion, which was withheld to Iran for missile technology to deliver nuclear missiles and nuclear weapons, is all an operation that's under the control of the United States. Bizarre to say, why would we be helping our enemies? It's because, you know, it's like the old statement, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So what's happening right now is we are actually setting up the players for World War III, with Iran moving as a major player, supposedly our enemy, but on the other hand, we're making deals with them to get the nuclear weapons and missile technology. So that's really not surprising that the same CIA would be behind the formation of a European superstate where most of the sovereign rights of each nation would eventually collide. Originally, when they thought they were getting involved with this, they thought it was a trade organization and they would have sovereignty. But when you have a single financial system, single banking ruling, so that you can't have, for example, drachmas, which are the Greek currency. Hello, Leo, we're back again. So
back again, yes. We seem to have a few problems.
Yeah. You sound much better now. Let's talk about anything further on Bayer, Monsanto, and then talk about Obama supporting Clinton. Of course, Clinton is fading in the polls now. Donald Trump is surging by staying on policy, not making tweets that can get him into what I call political potty mouth, and you know, making outreach, and he's sometimes seeing 5 and 6 different places per day. He's now talking to a major financial plan for the economy in New York City today. Where do you see this going in terms of Obama supporting Clinton? I think it's going to become a liability as further things come out about the 28 pages, which may further emerge because Saudi Arabia's announced, as of a few months ago, it accused America that 9/11 was a self-inflicted wound. On Monday, we had Jim Fetzer on with his new book, America Nuked in 9/11, which I proved in 2007 at a Vancouver 9/11 Truth Conference after working with two nuclear physicists, a high school physicist, and a munitions expert from Finland who actually gave me the documents from a proposal to do a nuclear demolition with RDX of the World Trade Center 1 and 2 to the Port Authority of New York and Mr. Silverstein, who double insured it against terrorism only 2 weeks before the 9/11 event with the Blackstone Group, and that money, $4.6 billion insurance, was paid up with $130 million investment that built the Aria complex in Las Vegas. So we've got stock trading going on beforehand. We've got all kinds of signatures that the government did this as a war game and then pretended it was a terrorist activity by Saudi Arabia when a lot of the pilots were still flying afterward for years. So this is extremely disturbing that there hasn't been prosecution. And by the way, it's a Bush and the Clinton crime families. What do you think of Obama supporting Clinton?
Well, I think that Clinton going out of pneumonia in 2 days, it's a miracle. I mean, it's impossible. Technically speaking, you know how it is as a doctor.
Well, I can tell you, when I saw her body double and had slim thighs, 50-60 pounds lighter and 6 inches shorter, I knew that they're running desperate. So God knows what they're doing. They may be using voice simulators. They may be doing all kinds of things. They say they're having her back on the campaign trail But to me, if they can stage manage it where the person's far enough away, they may try to use the body double, because this person apparently, Teresa Barnwell, is an actress. Because an average person that gets pneumonia, especially the kind that she has, which is probably end-stage Parkinson's disease and aspiration pneumonitis from pseudobulbar motor control palsy, so she can't control her spit going into her lungs, it's probable that the average person would recover in about 1.5 to 2 weeks, not 3 days. So this idea you have a person collapsing,
the miracle
and somehow is going to recover in 3 days is silly.
Yes, I mean, it's very, I was being very sarcastic in saying a 2 days recovery. Of course, there is a desperate attempt here of the Democrat Party, who has even ventilated the possibility of Biden going back into the campaign if Clinton is forced to step down. In this case, like I said before, a Clinton person taking control of the situation, and in this case it will be the Vatican with the Cambridge, the other guy who is basically a Vatican stooge. So
you're referring to Tim Kaine.
Yes, he's basically a Vatican agent who has been placed there to drive the USA in the tumultuous times that we have ahead, in which they will try to force the new world order upon us. So I think that he is really.
Yeah, my guess is that 30% of Americans don't think that Hillary will survive to 2020. It's my assessment from the data I have so far. I'd be very surprised if she lives more than another year.
Yeah, but the problem, as you know, is once she's elected, the vice president will be in charge. So
they just want to have their guy in there that'll be in control, or their lady in there, or their witch, whatever they witch, whether well, which way they go, it
I
goes.
I think that they're trying to pull her, use body double, they will use any purpose, any situation possible to make it happen. You know, they don't care if Hillary is alive or not. By the time she takes control of the situation, it will be then Kaine who steps in. So
exactly, yeah. Well, you remember the book and the movie called The Boys from Brazil, you know, the story where they tried to create clones of Adolf Hitler. The fact is Hitler survived into his 80s in Argentina with his consort. And the fact is that this was part of the deal with Operation Paperclip that was brokered by the Vatican. The Vatican was the primary source to control the Operation Paperclip with their secret agencies, the Jesuits, working lockstep to bring in a 250,000 technicians and scientists into the U.S. space program and other projects in the United States. Most people don't realize it was a direct transplant of German Nazi secret orders.
But another company that comes from Germany Nazi times is...
That cut out. Can you repeat that?
Bayer will be in charge of Monsanto.
Yeah, exactly. Now, with Bayer being in charge of Monsanto, that means they're going to try to penetrate further. For example, we know that one of the crops that's GMO is a cotton crop in India. And if you come in contact with the oils from the cotton,
but also another important factor here, that Europe has always tried to oppose OGM, genetically modified food in every way possible.
Right. They'll lose that sovereignty, won't they? Be able to oppose it.
Sure. I mean, we're talking about one of the bigger companies in Europe. They have offered to buy Monsanto something, an incredible sum of money, 66 billion euros. So we're talking about a lot of money.
Now, do you think that Obama's support with what's devolving with Saudi Arabia and the veto of the bill to sue Saudi Arabia by a literally bipartisan, unanimous vote of the Congress and Senate, do you think that Obama's support will eventually become a liability before Election Day?
No, I think that Obama is simply laying the ground foundation for what's following up, which is them trying to install Hillary Clinton. Now, Donald Trump seems to really be good at opposing all this, and I hope for him that he manages and that he will free the American people of this end-time scenario, which will end up definitely into the hands of the Vatican the moment Hillary...
Right. I think unless they do something major to steal the elections through voter fraud... And using, in fact, with the head of the Department of Justice, Loretta Lynch, has actually stated as long ago as February of 2015, just after her, she was inducted as the head of the Department of Justice, that she wanted to find a pathway to make certain subgroups of illegals that don't have any citizenship, non-citizens, to have the right to vote. She's made this public for now a year and a half. It's hard to believe, but I mean, she's a criminal as the head of the Department of Justice. Now, this issue about the U.S. ambassador inviting Italians to vote for loss of their sovereignty, what's that story? What happened there?
Well, there is basically in the next few months an important test for the Italian politics, because they are calling Italians to vote for the acceptance or not of new reforms within the political.
So what kind of reforms are they asking?
Government framework.
What kind of reforms are they asking, Leo?
Basically, the reforms are diminishing the number of politicians, which is not a bad thing. But at the same time, they are diminishing the number of politicians because they are giving more and more sovereignty to the European Union and to, obviously, Brussels. So they will be losing the remains of their sovereignty and giving everything up for the new world order.
Right. They have to, and one of the things that's even in the Bible is the rise of an Italian superstate where Britain is not part of, is actually a requirement for the end times and the birth pangs before the tribulation. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the good thing about what's happening in Italy is actually that the polls are showing that Italians will instead vote for their sovereignty, and that and that's why the American ambassador stepped in for the first time, doing something that I think is also in violation of international treaties, because no nation should get in.
Yes, the U.S. Ambassador shouldn't be inserting his opinion on an Italian issue, should he?
Absolutely not. In fact, there was so much turmoil after this statement by the American ambassador that the Italian president had to intervene yesterday on TV, saying that the only ones basically in charge of their sovereignty were the Italian people, and that they were free to choose what they wanted.
Now, I don't think right now the one of the big moves I think should be made, because all of this stands on a false economics, and the fact is that the Rothschild currency, which is a euro, because you actually look at the euro currency, every single one has the signatures and signs on the currency notes and even on the currency coins of the Rothschilds. The euro is a manufactured currency of the globalist New World Order, and it's foisted on them. If they had the right, just like the Greeks, to have their own currency, the drachma again, even in parallel with the euro, and have a fixed exchange rate, something like the Bretton Woods that occurred after the Second World War, I think that the Italians, the Greeks, and other nations would then have control back of their local society, and they wouldn't be totally dependent on the euro and the edicts from Brussels. Have they talked about the idea of reestablishing the Italian currency?
Yes, they have. And they actually, the party that is pushing more at the moment for this possibility of the Italian people wanting to at least decide this important factor, which is their own currency.
Right. Now, I think if I remember correctly, Italy is the second largest economy,
which is
right after Germany, too, isn't it? Isn't it? The Italian business and technical community actually is just second after Germany. It's a pretty big economy.
Yes. It's a very big economy. We know that the Made in Italy, it's a very important brand also. I mean,
right.
Anything that is in the Made in Italy, going from food to fast cars to important clothes, is a very big market.
Yeah, and there's a lot of technical issues, too. A lot of the universities and research in all many different fields is at the top of the field there, in especially northern Italy. We'll be back in just a moment with Leo Zugami, and hopefully our technical issues will become less and less.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Welcome back, and I think our connection's a little bit better. Leo, there's a lot of issues going on. When I see Hillary Clinton, I just put out a video 2 weeks and a half ago, and already getting close to 2,500 hits just on YouTube. People want to know more questions. Now we had our American Association of Physicians and Surgeons that I belonged to for decades, same as Ron Paul, Rand Paul. And these, basically what's happening is the doctors, 71% of doctors in America are demanding a full panel and can request additional tests to validate what's going on. We have a look at Hillary Clinton. And now the only thing I can see with Trump is he's probably about 30 pounds to 40 pounds overweight. He's on a statin drug, which, by the way, you shouldn't be on, because you can get statin-induced memory problems and other issues related to mitochondriopathy. But there, and a replacement, by the way, is omega cod liver liquid, which head-to-head studies have shown will lower cholesterol and get rid of the dangerous VLDL-3 and small particle HDL. Now, the Hillary Clinton thing is very serious, and I think a lot of people who've now 30% of Americans don't think she'll be alive in 2020, which means they know they're going to be dealing, if they vote Democrat, to have Tim Kaine, who has zero personality, really doesn't know how to speak to the public, makes offhand comments that are hard to believe. He's not believable, in other words, on the camera. He's not a showman like Trump. I see the lead disappearing, and I'm very concerned that the Democrats and the power globalists and the billionaires will pull off either terrorism or a collapse of the world economy or a major military foray to cause a conflict with, say, Russia and Syria, where this peace is sort of tenuously hanging on. But we've, in the last few months, deployed first strike weapons within the territorial area of Russia along the Polish-Russian border. Everything that this government, Obama, has done has pushed us closer and closer to World War III, closer and closer to major terrorism on American soil so they can get a bipartisan domestic security bill once we kill maybe tens of thousands of Americans and despoil, say, an airport like O'Hare with nuclear waste or with a nail bomb in a stadium. I mean, it really is scary, the attitude and the complete lack of respect of the public, even how they lie with this body double. It's just amazing, isn't it?
I think so, that Hillary Clinton is the product of desperation from certain lobbies that are really forcing their way into the worldwide politics scenario, because they want to really grab everything now and do it in a way that is unprecedented. So
now, where do you think
you see how the media, which the media is under their control, the media is actually paid by these lobbies and financed by these lobbies, and so then you have the stupid statements of Christiane Amanpour of CNN or things like that.
Now, Christiane Amanpour's statements, she's a journalist, but she tries to make shrill, unsubstantiated, emotional statements based on purely politicking and lying. This has made people not trust the media. And of course, years ago, Amanpour, when she's on site reporting an actual event with photographic evidence, had a great deal of respect. The media has no respect anymore. And they don't even care to lie so that it looks like the truth when they lie to the public anymore. It's amazing how a lack of respect the media has, the globalists, that they don't even try to cover up the fact that they make sloppy pseudo-lies that anybody with two clues can actually see through. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, I think that the people in America are more and more supporting Donald Trump. So.
Yeah, I, 2 days ago I got a confirmation in prayer that Trump will be president. That there's going to be an implosion, and it's going to, the next major turn, besides the illness and the fact that she won't be able to keep up the pace of the campaign, will be the fact that her major tours in the last month or so, and when she's off so many days in August, was just to
borrow
money to get the vote.
I think, Bill, the problem is here. They are running a campaign on Clinton's side that is based on the old media factor.
Right. Plus, the only thing she has to say, she can't defend her record. She can't defend her record, so she just says how Trump is not competent to be president when he acts presidential going to Mexico. He acts presidential when he goes to Detroit. He had this. Yeah, it's hard to believe the media and Hillary Clinton. And the only thing she can say is insults to not only Trump, but to Trump's supporters, calling us deplorables. She is disgusting. How about she's one of the disgustings in our society? And we are the unwashed deplorables. How's that?
Totally true.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. Well,
Leo, what's your prediction for the analysis of where we're going and how quickly? The signposts that are in the Bible, the events that are happening right before our very eyes in Europe, in the Syrian theater, in the area of Crimea and Ukraine, events worldwide in terms of finances and the Baltic Dry Index, the growth of the American economy down to 1.1%. It's amazing to me that if you want to call it a populist actor, a late-night TV host presenting to himself as President Mr. Obama, who has no skill sets at all. He's literally failed at everything he did. I mean, he's what we call a affirmative action president, where he had poor grades in Occidental University, somehow was able to get funded by a Saudi Arabian to go to Columbia with poor grades because of affirmative action. He is a non-citizen. There's lots of proof for that he had a photoshopped ID for his birth certificate, because he couldn't apply unless he was a foreign student at Occidental. And then he was moved into a position as a junior senator in Illinois, moved to the U.S. Senate, didn't accomplish anything. And the, what he's done so far in America has been brilliant in terms of deconstructing American foreign policy, opening the border, making trade treaties that destroy us, and doubling the debt more than all of the cumulative presidents since the inauguration of the United States, the founding of the United States. So it's amazing the so-called he's still popular, which tells me that most of the American public that supports him are, and I wouldn't call them deplorables, I would call them they're democratic zombies moving for their own destruction. And it's disturbing to me that they still make a false narrative that Donald Trump is an idiot or a misogynist or incapable of being president when he's proved over and over again he's quite capable. It's a social job. It's a job almost as a political pastor in the bully pulpit of the presidency. That's its primary purpose. It's not to make legislation, and it's only to veto it if it's valid to veto it. This idea that that Obama's going to veto the ability to sue Saudi Arabia, and Saudis 2 months ago stated that America committed 9/11 against themselves. So where do you think this is all going? Because I think between now and Election Day, Trump is rising. He's going to continue rising. The Democrats and the globalists are going to freak out and do something really catastrophic. They'll either pull Hillary, which will guarantee that Trump will get in. Number two, I think they're going to do American terrorism on American soil. And number three, they're going to do a military operation that will put us in direct conflict with Russia. Those are my guesses. What do you think?
Citing what is written in my book, Confessions.
Yeah, Confessions of an Illuminati. Is that the, part two book or the part one?
No, volume two of my Confessions.
Right, okay, yeah.
I underlined there that this is, you know, this is, final battle is happening in our third dimensional reality and also in other dimensions on the astral plane. So there is also an increasing understanding in the secret science that is moving all this in the Illuminati, in their manifestation.
Yeah, well, we talked about this on one of the previous shows.
And crucial time.
That they're doing, remember the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and the, what we call the wizards of the high levels of the Sabbatean Satanistic, they call themselves Jews, or the wizards of these higher orders are using astral, if you want to call it magic, or technologies in the astral plane, to control the nature of reality. But, you know, very recently I've made some very major discoveries, probably monumental discoveries, of how to amplify positive prayers. And those are having an effect. And again, one of the these all fit with biblical principles, which is pray for your enemies because God brings grace before judgment. But when you pray for your enemies like Hillary Clinton, I got a confirmation 2 months ago that she was going to start having problems with the breakdown of her health, which would precipitate the other issues of trying to replace her. The scrambling of the Democratic Party and the scuttle behind the scenes is probably one of the major reasons why her polls are dropping, because the people that would vote for Hillary because he's, quote, a woman, are really nervous about the idea of Joe Biden going in there or any other candidate. So my guess is a lot of the so-called hard support for Hillary is dissolving because they don't even think that she's either going to live long if she does get voted in, or that she's going to be an effective president at all. So my guess is that the Democrats, in a sense, are already committing some form of political suicide.
It is a political suicide, but it's also the will of this old establishment that is not a...
Well, the old establishment the old establishment is being destroyed. I mean, you know, God's bringing judgment on them.
They're not able to transmit credibility anymore to the people. Have you noticed? I mean, they're losing all credibility, including CNN, ABC, ABC, everybody.
Well, as I say, I've made some incredible discoveries on how to do what I call spiritual warfare against this, because most people think it's an intellectual problem or it's an emotional problem, and it's not. It's a spirit problem. And this is what Jesus did when he was on earth, and the apostles and even the ancient prophets. They didn't just speak words of prophetic words. They spoke what's called spirit words, words that go directly to your soul that transcends intellectual thought or emotionality. And that brings together the idea of the oneness of us and the grace of God and the judgment of God. Most people think that the devil is a destroyer. No, he's only the perverter. the destroyer is God. He's the one that can create and destroy. And the destruction of these people and their policies to the human race are culminating, and I don't think that they're going to get very far with this. They'll cause a lot of deaths, because I can guarantee you they're not going to go quietly into that night. They're going to destroy a lot of lives and a lot of economies before they're silenced.
I think that in this end time scenario, as you know, there is also other factors that we should take into account from the prophetic point of view.
Tell some of them, because I think people should start reading their Bible regularly, looking at books like yours, the Confessions of Illuminati Part 1 and 2, and look at books like the ones we have with Dr. Bob Thiel about the prophetic and Hillary Clinton. And books like, you know, Black 9/11 Second Edition, and you know, We Were Nuked on 9/11 by Jim Fetzer. If you start reading all these and read your Bible, you see it's coming. It's literally being rolled out right in front of you, so that it takes very little leaps of logic to see that God is bringing both grace and judgment on our world right now, including America, which hanging in the balance like ancient Nineveh. We're very close to either repentance and restoration, at least for a period of time. Or we're going to get almost immediate judgment if Hillary and her ilk, including Tim Kaine. That's why I usually say Kaine and not Abel. That's what I've been saying for 2 months. Kaine and not Abel.
That's a nice one. Well, both Islam and Christianity proclaim, let's say, themselves believing in this end times scenario. So we find organizations that are fighting each other, but at the same time they're believing in the outcome that is a common outcome for both of them, which is the return of Jesus, which is something that will be happening at worldwide level, and they are trying to accelerate it also with terrorism. So terrorism is really a weapon used to accelerate the end time scenario, to arrive sooner to the return of Jesus, but also of the Mahdi.
Now here's the important point. If you're going to have a wedding, the bride has to be ready. The bride is the calling out of the 144,000, not a literal number, but a number from each of the 12 tribes, which also means a breastplate stone, which is a spiritual gifting that protects against the piercing of the arrows to the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, when he goes into the Holy of Holies. So Satan can't pierce his heart when he's going to pour the blood over the horns of the altar. The issue is that if the bride doesn't show up, there's not a marriage, therefore the groom's not going to come.
And the bride, they want this...
The bride has to show up. So what
in
I'm trying
their
to
hands,
say that,
that becomes the Antichrist.
Yeah, well, the arrival of all these events is bringing out people. They're spiritually getting dreams and visions, and even we call lukewarm Christians, Laodicean Christians, are becoming Philadelphia Christians, and God is literally showing Himself up, Jesus, to Muslims in their communities, where if you went to evangelize, you'd be beheaded. He's actually showing up to Muslims, and they're instantly being converted to becoming believers. So literally, we're so close now that even if evangelists can't go, God does. And if people think this is just imaginary, they're wrong. It's happening all over the Muslim world. And of course, their version of Islam is that Jesus comes back as Isa, is a Muslim, and will behead Christians if they don't convert to Islam. That's their version. They don't believe he's the Son of God or the Father in the flesh. Their idea is he's just another prophet inferior to Muhammad, who's, quote, the chief prophet of Allah. And, of course, they proclaim that Allah had three goddess daughters, right, but no son. In other words, no incarnation on the physical earth. That's how evil Islam is. People don't understand this. It's not just modern, it's all
Islam. I think also that from our side, here in the Christian world, the Illuminati and certain branches of Freemasonry, which represent them, have manipulated the image of Christ and the figure of Christ in their own way, working hand-in-hand with the Jesuits to embrace a New Age syncretic religion where everything goes
My version of the gospel, and this is the thing it says, in this gospel will be preached to the whole world. And what do you think, if you were going to summarize in a sentence, the gospel is? What is the gospel?
It's the foundation for this future kingdom that we are about to embrace.
It is the epiphany of oneness with not only each other, but with our Creator. And when we Shema, when we hear and do God's will, we are one with each other and with God, so we can receive his empowerment, so we go from being mortal humans to being immortal ones. And that is the gospel. It's not being preached by the majority of the church. It's not being preached by the politicians that to hear and do God's will is the only way to do good. Anything other than God's will is always evil.
In one word, we could always say that the true gospel is always love, and that is the main thing.
Exactly.
There is not the real gospel.
Right. And of course, love, though, it's not just a love that's based on, I like now this person. It's based that transcends whether or not someone's ugly or has personality problems. Yeah. You can even say, when we pray for our enemies, like God says in the Old Testament, like we pray for Hillary Clinton, we open up a pathway for grace to our enemies. We also open up a pathway for God's judgment when they reject grace. And that's another aspect of the gospel. The coming together of the bride, which is Christians that are walking supernaturally and having supernatural events around them, which I try to teach every day on the show, is the gospel. And it's not being preached by most of the church. They teach that God is like a vending machine, or you have to do so many things to be good enough for God. And I tell people, no one is good enough for God.
I would like to do a question. To put your question. Yesterday, the Pope said that basically anybody who kills in the name of God is a Satanist. This is a very controversial, though, because you have to understand that in the old times there were also the sacred militias in the Christian world.
Right, exactly. What he's actually said is
a little bit crossing the line.
Well, what he's done now is he said that people like me are Satanists because we believe we can have a personal relationship with God and we don't need a priestcraft, our church, or a series of actions that make us good enough that God accepts us. I say the precise opposite, what Jesus taught. When you hear and do God's will, God starts to power wash you off the sins, and he removes the sins and replaces them with his own body, spiritual body and physical body, because you have a pathway to salvation. Is not something that we do. It's something he does to us when we come under his will. And you don't get good enough for God. He power washes off the sins. And people need to understand that. You can never get good enough for God. You can never, all other religions on earth, whether it's Buddhism, transhumanism, Islam, or any other religion, or most of these false Christian religions that are syncretic with paganism or animism or any other ism, or they have a priestcraft or a specific set of rules, hundreds of rules, they're not the gospel. The gospel is real simple. If you have the epiphany of oneness and you love, as Jesus said, two things, love God with your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's the gospel. And the problem is, it's not N-O-T being preached by the church. When the church starts to preach that, as the fire of destruction gets harder, their bride will come together. And that's the only time, maybe terrorism will propel it forward, because people will repent when they see how terrible America is getting. Because I expect the next event to happen in the United States will kill hundreds of thousands, if not more, and we'll bring about martial law, and they'll have drones everywhere in the next 4 to 8 years, and it'll be like the movie with Captain America in Tehran, where 6 to 10 foot robot warriors go around and scan your body for your terahertz scan and look at your iris and then determine whether they should do a kill shot if you do anything they don't accept that is autonomous. So autonomous warrior robots walking our streets or flying around our homes is something I see coming very quickly. And it'll be bipartisan. It'll be Democrats and Republicans voting in for it, when the terrorist activity is so great that people would rather have peace than have liberty.
Well, this I think that there is also the extraterrestrial factor made public or not.
Of course it is. Let's get into that, because the extraterrestrial issue is that evil on Earth is totally imported from star systems where evil beings and evil empires have followed on the spiritual realm this so-called demigod Satan or Satan or the opposer of the greater God. And it's an exopolitical issue. People don't understand that. If you even study the ancient astrology, the ancient history of paganism and so on, it all is exoplanetary, isn't it?
I think also there is this big question that the Jesuits have within their fold. They kind of mention it in some of their more scientific
Well, the Jesuits tend to be the we call intellectually superior and acquired secret sacred knowledge.
Well, Consul Magno, who is now the guy in charge, Guy Consul Magno, is the Jesuit reverend who is in charge of the extraterrestrial phenomena for the Vatican. He's really the one who is, has taken the whole thing.
Yeah, which is why the Mount Graham telescope, the largest binocular telescope, the Arecibo in Chile, and the astronomy programs are all tied to exopolitics. Back in a moment with Leo. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees.
And welcome back. Leo, we've got a caller earlier. I don't know if he's still on the line. Jeff, you have a quick question or a comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, for Leo's got some input buffering delays, but question for him is you might want to look at Bill Still and basically try and do the Iceland fall issue in Italy to basically bring back interest free currency to basically break the Rothschild's link. And in your confessions number three, I think the tie in with what's going on in Syria right now is this Genie Engineering Limited. The people that are drilling for in the Golan is Rupert Murdoch, Woolsey, Jacob Rothschild, Steinhardt, and then basically Bill Richardson, Larry Summers.
You're talking about drilling for oil. Is that what you're talking about?
Right, 153 miles in the Golan is what why they're trying to kick out Bashar al-Assad, to get control of that gigantic natural gas deposit and oil. And so this is, they got to throw out Assad before before Trump gets in. But Woolsey just came on Trump's thing, so this is a tie-in. Richard Walker from American Free Press wrote a June 16th article that you might want to try and find for Leo to kind of tie in.
Can you drop me an email with all these points, and Jeff, and we'll bring them up.
The
thing we want to do is we want to get rid of the fracking politicians like Joe Biden's son in near Crimea.
Yeah, in Ukraine, yeah, exactly.
Same tie-in.
I agree. In fact, I went to the southwest end of the Dead Sea on the 1 year, right, basically on the Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot, back 1 year before Ariel Sharon went with 1,000 plexiglass shielded Israeli soldiers to walk around the Temple Mount to prove that, quote, he could do that. This is basically the Fortress of Antonius. It's not the place where the temple was. There is an area there near the Church of St. Catherine that became the Al-Aqsa Mosque, though. It has a stone on which Abraham was supposedly going to sacrifice Isaac. And they have in Arabic that God had no son, and it accuses in Arabic that Jesus was the illegitimate son of a Roman soldier. And, of course, they say this is in their own documentation in the Talmud of Babylon, that Jesus is boiling in excrement in quote, Hades forever. This is an abomination. People have to understand that what's going on is really, really close to a peace treaty and a Palestinian state, and the end times are literally, I can't tell you when it's going to start, but the signposts are awfully close. And what's going on in Europe right now, in Italy, and the interference by the United States and the CIA, you mentioned an important document. What's the document that shows that the Fortress Europe plan, which is a CIA operation, tell me about that. And if you have links on that too, send that, and I'll post up the links, Leo.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. Well, it seems like 2 days ago, one of the main Italian newspapers, they pointed out on some documents that were desecreted, meaning that they have lost the years, you know, that naturally they have to be top secret, and now they have been unveiled to the public, showing that there is a direct involvement of the CIA in... like an hypothesis, a conspiracy, but it's actually a matter of fact, because these documents are now being edited. So the Bilderberg Club, the CIA, this was where Europe was created and where the New World Order is heading for.
Yeah, and they want trade zones. This was announced in the fall of 1993 on the Journal Foreign Affairs, which is a journal for the Council on Foreign Relations. It's all in the open documentation. If you don't believe it, you need to read it. As I say, don't believe anything we say. Do two things, read and pray. And then all of your false paradigms and false narratives will dissolve and fall away, like intellectual fecal matter falling away from your soul and your mind. How's that?
Not bad.
Thank you, Leo. We will be back with Leo next week with better connection, and we'll do some videos hopefully this weekend. Take care, Leo. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
See you soon.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.